Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hello, welcome back to season 5 of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I definitely need a button with hand claps, but I will take imagining you clapping for me right now. And I'm going to clap for myself. We are officially in season 5. We are rolling, we are growing, we are expanding, and we are getting into more exciting conversations about pleasure. First, let me thank you for coming back. I know we took the summer off, and sometimes you can kind of fall off and forget about a girl, but you are back. You are listening. We are here together. And I am so, so appreciative to have you back. And I am excited about what is coming this season. I am excited. So if you are new here, welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I hope that you will have a chance, if you haven't already, to go back and listen to the other 4 seasons. We're talking about at least 70-something episodes about pleasure, what it is, why you deserve it, why it's going to transform your life, and why we need to continue doing it from here on out, and what it looks like for people to see us living in our pleasure. Now, before we get into the overview of what you can expect this season and all of the new and exciting guests and topics that we have coming, I want to invite you to a more risque experience. So yes, you are going to get amazing episodes here. You're going to get amazing information. But remember, there is the everyday side of pleasure and there's the steamy side of pleasure, okay? And I know that a lot of you have questions about the more spicier, steamier side. So I have created Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX. Over there, we are going to be talking about some really, so when I say spice, you know how you go to the restaurant and it's got like 1 pepper, 2 pepper, 3 pepper, 4 pepper? Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX, we're going to put that under 4 pepper category. That's how spicy we're going to get. This summer, I have met amazing people that have some pretty spicy things to share with you. And I feel like you deserve to get the best of both worlds. What a tongue twister. You deserve to get the best of both worlds. You deserve to understand how pleasure can enhance your day-to-day satisfaction and just your experience in the world, but also how to experience that pleasure in the bedroom or the living room or the kitchen or wherever it is that you want to have that experience. So in order for you to get Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX, you will have to join my Patreon page. That is where I will be posting all of the interviews and all of the information that I'm going to be giving you. Now, I will be putting snippets at the end of episodes just so that you can get a little bit of goodness about why you need to go head over to the Patreon page. I will leave the link in the show notes. You will not be able to Google it because it is X-rated, because it is not for everybody's ears. So if you want to get a little bit more steamier, if you were like, okay, Natasha, I have spent the last 4 seasons getting my pleasure together, getting my self-care and my rest together, and I'm ready to dive deep, I'm ready to go off the deep end, then join me over on the Patreon, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, XXX. Now, what can you expect for season 5? Of course, we are going to continue to emphasize the importance of you prioritizing pleasure. Now, remember, we look up the definition of pleasure. It is satisfaction. It is enjoyment in your life. And that is something that should not just be in one area. There are so many places in your life where you deserve to experience that, whether it's your money, whether it's your friendships, whether it's your relationship with your partner, your family, your kids, whether it's work, whether it's your spirituality, whether it's the relationship with yourself, your environment, all of those areas deserve to have aspects of pleasure. And I need you to understand why it is your responsibility, okay? As a Black woman, honey, sweetie, boo, sis, as a Black woman, you are looked at as, we'll just call it a worker bee, okay? You are looked at as someone that is going to constantly bend over backwards and extend yourself for other people. You are going to be looked at, you have been looked at, as someone that is available. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step toward a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients, so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N. And don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin' take care of your pleasure. For everyone, the head of the household, the head of the community, the head of your job, of your business, of the family, you are looked at as extending yourself. And as I say this, I think of, is it Fantastic Four, the family, and the mom, she's able to stretch and all of that. Isn't it Fantastic? Oh, The Incredibles. Y'all, do not come for me, okay? Yes, I am mixing The Incredibles and Fantastic Four, but they both have the stretchy women. Isn't it interesting that it's the women that are the ones that can stretch? But anyway, so I see you. I was you. I still have moments of being you where I am stretching myself thin, where we are stretching ourselves thin to make sure that everyone is happy, that everyone feels their pleasure and is satisfied in their life. I actually had a client tell me once during a session that it was better for her to make sure that everyone else was comfortable and everyone else was happy, even if she wasn't comfortable and even if she wasn't happy. Yeah, we had to go down that rabbit hole. We had to process that. But she's not the only one that thinks that. I'm sure you think that too. And I know where it comes from. You know, I did my episode on why I've chosen to work with Black women, why I'm speaking to you right now, because we have a long line of being told, a long lineage of being told that we are only as good as the next thing that we can produce. Huh? And I just don't want that to be my story anymore. I don't want that to be your story anymore, because then you walk around thinking that your worth and your value is in constantly being productive, that you always have to be in self-sacrifice mode. And I know that you don't want to do that. I know you don't want to do that. I know that you have seen glimmers. If you have been listening to this podcast since its infantile station, I think we're probably in toddler mode now. But if you have been listening to this podcast from the very beginning, then you've seen glimmers of what it looks like to be the woman that chooses herself. You have seen glimmers of what it looks like to put up boundaries and to tell people no and to have more space and to have more time and to have more money. You've seen it. And you liked it. You liked it a lot. Now, here's the problem. You're still going back and forth with the guilt and the shame that seeps in when you tell somebody no, or when you take that mental health day and go have dinner or go have lunch or go meet up with a friend. You're still feeling that little inkling of guilt and shame. It's like, oh man, I'm letting somebody down. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. I mean, you could, but you chose not to. And I want you to honor the courage that you've had. It doesn't matter how short it was, how frequent it's been. I want you to take this moment as you are listening to my voice to be proud of the courage that you've had up until now to do those hard things. Because what you're doing is breaking generational curses, boo. You're breaking chains. And I know it's hard. And I know it's not something that you signed up for. None of us did, honey. None of us did. But here we are. Here we are. There are some of you, the women, the matriarch in your lives are looking at you like, God, I wish I could have. I wish I had half the ounce of courage that you had to do the things that you're doing. I never. I lived for my family. I worked my fingers to the bone. I worked four or five jobs. I didn't sleep. Self-care, what is that? It wasn't about me. I had to take care of my family. I had to take care of my parents. I had to take care of my siblings. They were always in caretaking mode. So to see you step out of this box and choose you and see how you flourish when you do it, they're proud of you. Baby, you are making the ancestors very proud. And so that in itself should make you proud. And it should make you want to do it more, longer. Do it more and do it longer. And that's what I am here to help you with, to continue to give you the information. And even if you're like, oh my gosh, Natasha, you've talked about boundaries. Oh my gosh, you've talked about self-care. Oh my gosh, you've talked about sitting in the sun. If you hear it again and again and again, it's because it did not stick. It is nothing wrong with hearing me tell you the same thing over and over again because you haven't done it yet. You haven't done it, because if you had done it, you would be all up in these reviews and in my DMs and on my email box saying, oh my God, Natasha, I finally did it and it feels so good. I feel absolutely amazing. Amazing. That's what I would be getting. Okay. So it is okay if you are not where you want to be. You are exactly where you should be right now. Okay. Now, I am going to introduce a bit more spice. Yes, we have the Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman Triple X Patreon coming out with episodes, but I'm going to give like one spice here. One spice. Remember, Patreon's four spices, here the information is going to be one spice. And the reason that I want to do that is because I want you to understand and be able to interweave, you know what I mean? The sensuality, intimacy, and the sexuality of it all. These, while they do great by themselves, they do amazing intertangled. They really, really do. Because I know a lot of you come into my space. You come into my inbox. You come into my Facebook group. You come into my support groups looking for a quick fix in the bedroom. You're looking for a quick fix. And while that, for me, honestly, that's the easiest thing that I can fix for you. It's all the other stuff that we talk about that needs a little bit more time and a little bit more attention. I don't want to dismiss the fact that you want a little bit more spicier content. So I'm going to introduce some new themes, some new segments that's going to add, you know, like just a fresh little dynamic to our conversation. And I want you to be open-minded. And I want you to be ready to explore new areas of pleasure and intimacy. Don't sit here and tell me that you want to know all this stuff and y'all be asking all of these questions. And then I start going into this deeper dive and you're like, oh my God, clutching my pearls. Like, this is real life. This is what you asked for. Be careful what you asked for, okay? And before we wrap this episode of what you can expect this season, I want you to understand that by listening to these episodes, you are transforming your life. You are transforming your life. You're transforming your life for free. Okay? Because I drop some gems, some nuggets, some bombs in these episodes. And I also always try to give you something tangible that you can do as soon as you are done listening. Like, I give you a tip, a technique, something for you to go out and start reconnecting to your body, your desire, and your joy immediately. And I want to know about it. I want to hear about it. I always assume, and I have like this daydream of what you all are doing when you're listening to the episode or after and the actions that you're taking. But I want to invite you to engage, review, send me an email, hit me up in my DMs on Instagram, share your experience and ask the question. So this is a two-way conversation. I want to be able to give you what it is that you need for your specific transformation. Yes, you, the person that is listening to this right now. I want to transform your life. And if that means I am going through and making episodes for every question, first of all, that will very much help me with content. I would appreciate it so very much. But it's going to show you that you have the ability to do it. You have the ability to do it, and I want to help you. Okay? And understand, there's only so much that you can do with these tips. So that's where we have to understand our limits. Okay? Because a lot of this is unlearning along for some of you decades and decades of information that has just been put on you and you've accepted. And now you've had this awakening and you're like, I don't want to do things that way anymore. I want to be this person. And I see what she's talking about and I see what it looks like to be that person. And I don't know how to get there. Or you do an exercise or a step or a tip that I've told you and it brings up things in you and you don't know what to do with that information. At some point, you're going to have to get that support. You're going to have to get that support. So that's where I will always, always encourage you and welcome you to work with me, whether it is one-on-one, whether it is one of my day retreats, my longer retreats, whether it is coming into the private practice and having sessions with either myself or one of the therapists in my practice. Either way, you're going to need that support. I have seen it time and time and time again. You're going and going and going and you're really excited and then you hit a block. And the last thing I want for you is to hit a block and go back to who you used to be because that suit doesn't fit. That box doesn't fit anymore. It doesn't fit. And for those of you, you're like, Natasha, I'm not ready to implement anything yet. It's okay. Just by listening to these episodes, just by tuning in, you're shifting mindsets. you're shifting how you think. You're giving yourself something to really sit and ponder on, and that's enough. Sometimes that is enough. But I will challenge you. I will challenge you at some point. Take one action. Doesn't have to be a big one. One action, even if it's as simple as, I went to the bathroom today when I had to pee, not when I almost peed on myself. A win is a win. I need another button from TikTok. A win is a win. A win is a win. So I am so excited to have you here. I am so excited to be bringing this back. I have no clue how many episodes are going to be in here. We are just going to run it until I feel like I need a little break. And then we're going to take a break and we're going to do another season. But until then, I hope that you will continue to come back. I hope that you will chime in, that you will rate and review. Make sure to go to the show notes and join Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX, because when I tell you, I have found some people in these streets that I need you to know them. I need you to know what they're doing, and I need you to see what's really going on out here. I don't think you understand the depths of pleasure that some of these women are out here experiencing. And I want you to know about it, because I want you to know that it is possible for you. Okay. So we're back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I love you. I appreciate you. And understand and always know that pleasure is something that you deserve. It is your right. I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I hope you found today's conversation inspiring and empowering as you continue on your journey to reclaim your pleasure and well-being. Before we wrap up, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners just like you who are ready to embrace a life of pleasure and self-care. And stick around. Right after this, we've got a sneak peek of our next episode, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX, on our Patreon page. You won't want to miss it. And until next time, remember to prioritize your pleasure, honor your desires, and continue showing up for yourself. Take care.
In her legs. And, you know, it's one of the questions. Do you look at it? Do you touch it? Because I'm like, it's yours. You got to know what's going on. And I could see, like, the discomfort. And she said, Natasha, no, like, I don't look between my legs. I don't know what's going on down there. I don't know anything about it. And that was excuse me, y'all. I just had a soda and it's just like the burps are coming. But that was my first time being humbled, I think, and put in my place of, holy shit, there are women out here who have not even the basic information about what a vulva looks like, what a vagina looks like. And so that session was spent, I pulled up a picture, y'all know the infamous picture between the legs, and we went through, she had never seen it before, and we went through and I explained to her what was between her legs,